A-G-L-E-S-E-O!
It's time to take you inside Eagle football with the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and Shadron State head coach, Jay Long.
Shadron State head football coach Jay Long with us, as he is every Tuesday for our weekly radio show and our podcast. And coach, a little different show this week than we've really ever had before. No game on Saturday. Crazy. Canceled because of the pandemic. And really something I guess we can't be too surprised about, the way we've watched other college football games have this happen to them. It's just unfortunate it struck Shadron State and BH's game. But can you take fans through how all this kind of developed on Thursday when you found out there wouldn't be a game against BH? I know when I saw my cell phone light up with Chris Green's name, I was not feeling pretty good before I even answered the call. But I imagine you guys were pretty upset.
You know, I think you started this off about the best way possible, could that we're dealing with something we've never dealt with before, and that seems to be the mantra this season. But when you look at how the day went, was, you know, Coach Bresky, their head football coach, called me up and just said, "Hey, Coach Long, it's going to be tough for us to be able to play this weekend and play safely and all that type of stuff." And you know, I understood definitely. When we went to Mesa, we were in full strength and we were short coaches, we were short players, and what it does is just put your team down some guys, and you have to get real creative. You got to get creative on special teams. You got to get creative on offense, defense, move guys over, maybe play guys both ways, things like that that you talk about. And as a coach, and I really hope that we don't have to get into this situation where you have to decide whether or not you want to get the majority of your players reps, or we have to, due to safety or just not have enough people at a certain position, have to forfeit a game. But that's how it started off with, was a call from Coach Bresky, and then our administrators took over after that.
Yeah, Wisconsin just on the Division I level kind of dealing with some of that right now with their quarterback situation and the game with the Huskers coming up this weekend, and that positional area just can decimate a team. But now your reaction from the team, Coach, what were the guys saying after they found out? Obviously, I'm sure disappointed at least.
Disappointed is the obviously the word. But then when you look at the body language of the guys, I mean, it wasn't like it's a huge surprise. If you just turn on the TV, you see Division I's canceling, you see our high school teams canceling, you see NFL teams canceling, and it's just the time that we are in right now. Things are constantly moving and constantly changing, and when we talk about with our guys, is we just got to control what we can control, and that means that we got to continue to wear our masks. That means that we have to continue to do our daily tracing, and if we have any symptoms, we can't go to practice, we can't lift. And then when we test every Wednesday, if a kid is positive, we got to make sure that we do the correct steps to keep our team safe in order for us to be able to play those games. And that's the process that we've been doing, and something we've got to continue. So it was disappointment, but it also is just another reassurance. We got to continue to do things the right way, the best we can.
And I'm sure that, with you guys testing tomorrow, obviously you'll get to kind of go through the process you've always been going through and hope to be good to go Saturday. But there's got to be a sense of relief, too, that after last week that you came through another week healthy enough, good enough to play another football game.
Yeah, there's spikes all across the country right now, I think. And with everybody moving indoors, and I mean, heck, everybody just turn on the news and you hear about it. And we just got to continue to, the only real protection we have is our face masks, and we have to wear our face masks, and also we have to watch our distance, and then we got to wash our hands as much as we possibly can, and that's what we're doing. And at the end of this thing, we're still relying on kids that are 18, 19, 20, and 21, 22 year olds to make good decisions, and for the most part, I think our team's been doing a good job making the right decisions.
Head Coach Jay Long on our weekly Jay Long Show and podcast. How about a chance to reschedule this game, Jay? I know there's a couple Saturdays right around Thanksgiving that some teams are playing. Eagles do have those open. There's finals, there's the holiday, but any chance we get to play BH this game that got canceled?
As of right now, I'd say no, Dave. What that would do is just put us back-to-back with Black Hill State again, just like we're doing with South Dakota School of Mines. But as of right now, I would say no. But you never know. Like I said, I've learned in this time that things change very quickly, but as as of today, I would say that it's a no.
All right. So as you mentioned, Thursday is when you and the team and all of us found out the game wasn't going to happen. So then you get into Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Normally, we're getting ready for a game. You guys are doing a walkthrough. There's our pregame taping. You guys are doing everything. You're playing on Saturday. You're analyzing on Sunday. What was those 3 days like in this situation with the team?
You know, I sat down, I met with the staff, and one of the things is, you know, that a person doesn't really take into effect is that practice-wise, we're on week 9 right now. So for us to have a bye or midweek, break isn't the worst thing for our bodies. So what we did on Friday is we just had a couple short meetings. We got a great lift in on Thursday, and then on Saturday and Sunday we just gave them off the days, just let them recruit their bodies, go out and get refreshed, and that also was same with the coaches. We tried to give them off Saturday and Friday afternoon and just allow the guys to just go and get refreshed and get ourselves ready to take on South Dakota School of Mines again. And it's a negative because we're losing football, but a positive was for me and my own self, is I get to, you know, got to go watch my daughter play her senior season in volleyball, and I've got to see Olivia, my freshman, play more than I have in the past. And then also, you know, there's some youth hunting. I had a youth pheasant hunt this weekend. Shattern did, and I was able to go take Carson there in the morning. So I use that time to just get, you know, make things stronger back at home. And would we rather been playing? Yeah, we'd rather been playing. But if not, I also got to have a special day with my family, so that was also nice.
That's great to hear, Jay. This time of year, those type of days are hard to come by in a normal season, and good to see you getting that family time in with your kids and wife. And on a regular preparation week, now again, Jay, as we kind of look forward, but again, another thing to deal with, 7 to 10 inches of snow on the ground here in Shattern this week. So how's that going to affect your practice, your preparation as you get ready for this week?
I'll tell you, Dave, if this had been 3 years ago, I'd been saying, you know, we just go out and run around in it and break it up, and hopefully the sun melts it. Now with our facilities, with the turf, this is another one of those benefits of having turf. And our school has some equipment that's made for turf, and they went out and pushed the snow off and brushed the snow off. So really, we're just practicing as normal on the turf there. And today, it's going to get a little bit above freezing, so hopefully it melts a little bit of the last bit of ice. And then tomorrow, it'll be above freezing, so we should have majority of our field all cleared off. So that's a good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's unusual to be playing South Dakota Mines back-to-back. You already kind of alluded to it in the talk, and it's not even just back-to-back, but twice in one season, even if it was week 1 and week 9. How does your preparation change with this not being a whole brand-new opponent to get ready for? Is a lot of the work already kind of done?
You know, it doesn't change as far as our preparation goes. Everything's the same as far as we have our meetings on Sunday, coaches' meetings on Sunday. Monday, we hit what's, you know, our first practice, and we really talk about some corrections and things we need to fix from the first game, and then it's on to our game plan and putting together our game plan. And you know, as far as, you know, things to make us a little more effective is that the games are already broken down of South Dakota School Mines. We've already had the Black Hill State game broken down, and then we have our own game broken down. And then obviously, since our Black Hill State game got canceled and we didn't share the Mesa versus South Dakota School Mines film between each other, because we didn't have anything to give them in return. So that's that process. That was one thing that helped us out. And we were able to watch, just like everybody else, we were able to watch it live through the internet stream. And it was a great game. South Dakota School Mines came out well prepared, and our guys need to continue to put together a great week of practice so we can go out and execute our game plan.
Yeah, I was going to check in with and see if you got some time to watch a little bit of that Mines Mesa game. I checked in several times Saturday too, and just a little surprised to see Tech have as much success as they did on the road. Mesa's good. It's at their place. Tough place to go. But what were the thoughts that you saw from Tech in that game against Mesa to really clamp down on them and pick up a big road win?
Yeah, you know, Tech went and they got two interceptions and scored off of both of those interceptions. And then they had a big punt return where in a face mass penalty added onto it. So they had real short field position. They scored off of those, and that was at 21 points there. And then they were able to kick a field goal somewhere along the way too. So that kept their game, kept their momentum on their side. And then their defense played really well and shut down Mesa's offensive line. They had, I think it was 3 or 4 sacks against them, and just did a really good job. So it really comes down to this week, executing and going out and executing that game plan.
Really is. Any given week, any given game can go any given way in this RMAC conference. Makes it so much fun as a football league. And one more thing on preparation, Jay, when you know a team so well, like you do Mines, and you've dug into them for game one, you talked about the film and everything, you've already seen it, you got things broken down. By not having to get into new personnel and new things so much, does that free up some extra time to do anything extra on an opponent like Mines, or how does that change things?
It really just gives you more time to watch film. And, one of the things, like we said, with Mesa and South Dakota School Mines' game is that, we don't know, who was missing because of COVID, or who was missing because of injury, or who's going to be back. And when you look at the two deep of everybody, that's one of the things that you spend a lot of time on now, is you start to see who's being replaced and those type of things, or if they're just changing personnel positions too. So really it just comes down to film, and then we try to find out that personnel stuff too.
Did you watch any other college football games this weekend, Jay? As part of your weekend, check in on the Big Ten. Huskers got started.
Yes, we did. I spent some time with watching the College Game Day and all the college football games. And, you always write down some plays you see and cool stuff like that. And Big Ten games were back in action, so that was fun. And I watched a lot of football games on Saturday.
It's good to see Big Ten back and get the feeling that things are somewhat back to normal with more conferences jumping in. Jay Long with us today on the podcast and the radio show, CSC football coach. And, Jay, let's get in now into the defensive coaching situation. Coordinator Craig Jerzel hasn't been a part of the game day staff and with the team in practice for the first few weeks here. What is the latest situation with the defensive coordinator spot and how you guys are going to go about controlling your defense?
Yeah, Coach Jerzel, he resigned last week. It was late last week. I think it was on Thursday. And we're moving on with Coach Sassy. Coach Sassy, he's going to call the plays. This year, the first game of the year, I called the defense versus Mesa with a ton of help from Coach Sassy over Zoom and those type of things, and put together the game plan and that. And then this last week, Coach Sassy called the plays there. And then again, the BH week, he had been calling defense all week there. So we're excited about that opportunity for him. He's an alumni just like I am and just like Coach Smith is. And I think that's always something special and really gives a nice addition to the team, because, we've been here. We've been Eagles, since our college days. And we understand the way that things work, and we understand, what our culture is. And I think that's really important. And Coach, looking forward to Coach Sassy, calling the plays for the rest of the year.
All right, Coach, you mentioned that Coach Jerzel resigned. I don't know if you can say anything about the circumstances regarding it. The school's not saying a whole lot, obviously a personnel matter, but fans would want to know if there's anything you can say about that.
As far as him resigning, it was his choice. I think that, it'd be, if they need to ask him about that.
I think it says a lot about your assistant coaching staff too, Jay, to come through this year with Coach Sassy and Coach Jones doing some special teams, and some of the young guys too, Ryan Wood and DeAndre Barthwell and these guys that are jumping in, and everybody, all your assistants having to come together, scramble around, work with different positions. It's a pretty big testament to what those guys have really had to cover, especially in the middle of a pandemic season.
Hey, Dave, I think that, when you look at this year, one of the mottos we've talked about, one of the things we've talked about as a team, is adversity, makes people better, makes people stronger. And, I think that our young coaches have definitely done a great job of stepping up, and they become better coaches by being thrown into different positions. And I feel that I've become a better coach because I've been thrown in different positions. And I called my first defensive game this year. I've never called one in my life. I got put into an opportunity that I've never had before. So I agree with you. Our young coaches have done a great job, and want to continue to thank them.
Do you ever want to call another defensive game again?
I would hope not. No, I would like. I'm an offense. I've been an offensive line coach for a long time, and I obviously, being a coach of 20 years, I'm very comfortable with the offensive side of the ball. I'm also very comfortable with what type of defenses get run at us and those type of things, and then also special teams wise. But I love being an offensive line coach, and I love being a head coach.
You bet, Coach. We love having you in on Tuesdays to share insights about the team. Look forward to the game, and then break down the one prior. No breakdown this week, but we will next week after the South Dakota Mines game on Saturday in Rapid City. Fans, hope to see you up there for it. That's the Jay Long Show for this Tuesday. Coach, again, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you, Dave, and we appreciate everybody's support, and go Eagles.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.